Investing time and money in your personal growth is not going to help you if you're only using it as a form of escapism from the root problem. It's like going for a high-intensity training or running 5K and coming home and downing a pint of Ben & Jerry's and wondering why you're not making any progress. You're not dealing with the root problem. You're listening to Give Yourself Some Leeway with me, your host, Eugene Lee. I've spent the last 4 years trying to discover how to break the burnout cycle. And as a high achiever in a fast-paced world, I know how easy it is to slip back into old habits, leaving you feeling overwhelmed and left behind. If you're anything like me, then you need to hear this. Burning out is not your fault. Yes, you can recover from burnout. And the post-burnout growth is not only real, but it feels amazing. This podcast is dedicated to helping break the stigma around mental health in the workplace, ending burnout culture for good, and the action steps that you can take today towards your personal growth and success. So let's do it. When it comes to personal growth and development, I am a huge advocate for anything that helps with personal health, wealth, relationships, anything that helps with your growth and development, especially after burnout, that post-burnout growth that you feel that you can take on in any area of your life is so real and it feels amazing. I don't know how to describe it half the time. It just feels amazing. The energy that you can put out into the world after coming from a place of pure exhaustion. But when it comes to personal growth, there is a caveat. And this is something I fell victim to myself. And personal growth does not serve you if you're using it as a form of escapism. And I fell into this rabbit hole myself about a year and a half before I completely hit rock bottom with burnout. I started taking care of my health a bit more. I was like, no, I need to start taking care of how I look and how I feel. I need to have better energy levels. And I started running at the time. And I found out when I was running, I didn't think about all the things that stressed me out. I didn't think of much, really. I was just focusing on my breath. And I had an amazing runner's high by the time I finished running. And it was 20 or 30 minutes of escapism from how I was truly feeling. And it became a routine that I took on because it was 20 or 30 minutes of my day where I didn't have to think about all the stresses and pressures in my life and at work. And while I thought, okay, this is probably benefiting my health in some way and I don't have to think about my problems for that 20 or 30 minutes every day, it caused more problems in the long term because I wasn't addressing the issue. I wasn't addressing the problems in my life. I was acknowledging that they were there, but I found a new form of escapism that made me feel, oh, at least I don't have to talk about them right now, but I'm making myself healthier in the long term. It's a good habit. Rather than doom scrolling or watching Netflix and feeling restless, I can do something that keeps me active and I don't have to think about my problems. That, air quotes, personal growth, is only a form of escapism. You're justifying a new activity as a form of personal growth and development where it's actually holding you back from taking the right steps towards your recovery. By not embracing it and becoming aware of it and addressing the root problem, it's not going to help you to grow and develop as effectively as addressing the root problem and choosing the right activity to grow from there. Rather than running, I found that going for a long walk helped me to recover even better. I was able to wind down from all the things that were stressing me out, think about them, be a bit more logical in how I'd approach them. because I wasn't so focused on running and my breaths and my heart beating 90 out of my chest, I was taking the time to, how did I address that problem today? What was my mood? Did I allow my emotions to get the better of me? When I go to the office tomorrow, could I approach it better? Could I come up with a better solution? How was I feeling today? And when I go for a walk like this, it helps me to process my emotions that bit better. And I'm still getting activity. It might be taking me longer than my run, but it's not draining me as much as that run did. When I get home from that run, I'd be like ravenous to eat a bigger meal. And I think that I would have earned it, but it wasn't helping in my health and my development. In fact, it actually made me more prone to injury because it was taking more of a toll on my joints than going for that walk did. So how do you know that your personal growth, whether that be your health, your wealth, or your relationship, is not serving you? Do you feel overwhelmed all the time? Even when you're doing this new activity, when you've taken on this 5K run you do every day, or doing these high intensity workouts, do you still feel overwhelmed that it's not fitting into your routine, that you feel that you're really squashing your hours together, that you have no time to breathe in between? Do you feel that you're crossing boundaries and that everything is counterproductive, that I'm putting so much effort into this new hobby or this new pastime that's supposed to be relieving me of all my stresses, but it's actually only causing more stress? I'm left overwhelmed. I feel like I'm falling behind at work, or I'm not able to keep up with my chores and everything around me is a mess. And I feel so disorganized and I feel out of control. Are you setting unrealistic expectations? You're running every day because you want to do that marathon in 2 months' time. And that causes even more stress again because you feel, oh, I'm definitely not ready for that marathon. How am I going to achieve that? I'm going to be such a failure. I'm going to let everyone down. And if I'm feeling that every day that I'm going to let everyone down, that's going to come out in every day at work because I'm feeling like a failure because the goal I set for myself is so unrealistic. Maybe you have made a post on Instagram or on social media that you're going to achieve a certain goal within the next 12 weeks and it starts to consume you. Why did I promise that? I'm going to look like a fake. I'm going to look like a failure if I don't achieve that within the 12 weeks. What am I going to do? How do I perceive myself as being the success that I want to be, that I want them to perceive me as, if I fail at this task? Is this new venture into your personal growth and development affecting your relationships? Are you neglecting the relationships you have with others so that you can pursue this new growth and development in your life? Is that a sacrifice that you're willing to make? How is that serving you in the long term? If your personal growth is affecting your relationships with others, maybe it's affecting your relationship with yourself. Maybe you have a self-narrative that is constantly putting you down as you're pursuing this new thing. How is that serving you? Is there something else there that you need to address before you take on this new hobby, before you take on this new pursuit? What is holding you back? What is that negative self-narrative saying to you? How do you overcome that negative narrative? Are you only taking on this new pursuit because everyone else is doing it? You feel like you're being left behind because you don't have the same health journey or the same career journey as someone else? If you're constantly comparing yourself to the others around you, and you're feeling left behind, and that's the only reason why you're pursuing this, you don't even have an interest in this. You're only doing it because everyone else is doing it. How is that being true to you and your own personal growth and development? How is that being true to how you feel or about the people around you? Do you feel resentful of them for being so far on their personal growth and development journey that you feel the need to catch up in order to stay on the same level as them, as if that will affect your friendship or your relationship with them? Now take a step back, take a deep breath, and give yourself some leeway. Why am I pursuing this personal growth journey? Why am I committing to going to the gym every day and running 5K on the treadmill or cycling and spinning every night? What am I running away from? What am I running towards? Why am I learning this new language? Why am I dedicating 2 hours every night learning this language that means gobbledygook to me right now? Is it for my career? Is it so that I can travel with confidence? Why do I want to buy this dog? Why do I want 10 cats? Is it because I'm lonely? Is it because I want a relationship? Do I feel isolated? Do I feel like this dog is going to cure my anxiety? What if I end up with a dog with anxiety? How does this serve you? First, you need to become self-aware. What is the root problem you're trying to solve? Is this new personal growth journey going to help develop that? Or is it a form of escapism so you don't have to deal with the truth? You don't have to deal with the underlying cause. If you want to look and achieve the effects, the rewarding, fulfilling effects of personal growth and development, you need to address the underlying cause. You need to start talking to yourself with kindness and compassion. If you're not showing yourself that self-compassion, then you're not going to sustain that personal growth and development long-term. If you're constantly berating yourself for not making time to invest in your personal development, then that's going to have a negative effect on you long-term. If you're only doing this because you feel you have to or you're obliged to because you're a failure otherwise, then you're not being kind to yourself. If your friend was to start a new hobby, how would you support them? If they missed out on a day, would you berate them? Tell them they're a failure, that they should never try again? You should look at your personal growth journey as a form of self-care. Does it make you feel energized? Does it feel like you're running away from something? If it does, why? What do you have to run away from that you feel like you can't get support or help with? What would you rather do? What gives you enjoyment? What gives you fulfillment? What excites you? What could you spend 2 hours a day and you just be in that flow state? It would feel like time has no concept at all. Those are the activities that you should consider when it comes to your personal growth and development. What fulfills you? So if you feel stuck in a rut and you want to start your own personal growth and development journey, but you don't know where to start, start with self-awareness. Why do I want to start this personal growth journey? What is the motivation behind it? What am I running away from? What do I want to run towards? What do I need to address here? Second, start with self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. It's okay if you feel like you're not where you want to be right now. With time and with progress, you'll get there. and then implement self-care. Is this new practice of self-growth and development going to help me long-term? Am I going to feel better? Am I going to feel more energized? Is it going to help me be the person I want to be truly, authentically, in 10, 5, 3, 2 years' time? And if you feel that your personal growth efforts right now are causing distress or causing you harm, then it may be time for you to reassess why you're investing your time and effort into something that is causing you so much pain, that is not serving you, and seek support if necessary, if you feel that you don't know how to get out of that cycle or routine. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, could you please leave a 5 stars and a review on whichever platform you're listening to this, because it helps it reach more people who may need to hear this. Because I'm not doing this to serve me. I'm here for you. If what I have to say helps impact one person's life, then it's worth it. That's my goal. To impact that one person who needs me the most right now. If you want to dive deeper, or maybe have a conversation about this episode, or hear more about what we do here at Leeway, you can reach out to me at giveyourselfsomeleeway.com. You can book a call. Let's have a chat. You can send me an email at eugene@leeway.ie, or send me a voice note on Instagram at eugene.leeway. Until next time, take care.